Good evening, everyone, and welcome to RCN Sports Talk presented by The Morning Call. I'm Chris Michael. This is our first show of the 2017 calendar year, and we have a great show lined up with some very special guests in studio. But first, we introduce the co-hosts of the program, the outstanding senior sports writer of The Morning Call, and the man who lip syncs at least half as much as Mariah Carey, Mr. Keith Edward Groehler. Keith, how are you doing? How have you been the last few
Happy
weeks?
Happy 2017, Chris.
Yeah, our first time together in almost a month. We had some tape shows.
My New Year's resolution is not to remind you that Gary Laubach is the premier sportscaster on this network.
And he will be doing a ton of our team that we're going to be featuring up on tonight's show, right? Because he just loves the Canaries.
And why not? And what's not to love about these Canaries, who are really the most exciting thing going in Lehigh Valley sports? In my opinion right now, they're 12-0, number one in the state of Pennsylvania in the 6A classification. And as we get into this year, right now, there's a lot of excitement in the basketball scene, and a lot of it's being created by this team right here.
Absolutely. They've been fun to watch, and now we're going to have an opportunity to talk with them over the next 60 minutes. We do have some breaking news here because they have a new head coach in place at Allen. This only happens once every 25 years or so. But the acting head coach of the Allen Canaries, Doug Peters, is here. And for the first half of our program, we're joined by Talik Williams and Tyrese Martin. Gentlemen, congratulations on a great year, and thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Coach Peters, you found out late yesterday afternoon that you were going to be filling in for Doug Snyder, who has the flu. He's not here tonight, unfortunately. But what have the last 26 hours been like for you and the team?
It's been pretty crazy lately. I mean, I went in right before we were about to leave for Liberty yesterday, and, you know, Coach didn't look too good. I thought he was pulling a prank at first, but he didn't look too good, and, you know, if he's down and out, you know, something's definitely wrong. He had a stomach virus that's going around. But, you know, we stepped it up and the coaches took over and, you know, these guys just performed and did what they do.
Yeah. Well, Coach, I mean, I kind of kidded and said, but this is a deep coaching staff on Twitter. But I mean it because you guys are so well ingrained. You know what Coach Snyder's going to want to do in certain situations. Randy Atiyah is a great assistant. You know, you've been with him for several years now. So it's like everybody just steps up and fills that role, right?
Yeah, and it was just, you know, on the top of the board yesterday, I put business as usual because that's basically what it is. And it just wasn't myself. I mean, Coach Buslitz, Coach Atiyah, and myself, the three-headed monster right there, we just stepped it up and kind of just took the place of Coach Snyder, and we knew what had to be done.
All right, let's be honest here. You guys don't need coaches, right? We have the rest of the team here that we're going to be featuring here in a little bit. But Tyrese and Talik, could you handle it with the coaches? They just want to take a day off and, you know, help lead the team out there?
Nah, we need the coaches.
Good answer. So what was it like for you? I mean, you know, you get a lot of experience working with the assistant coaches. I know in the summer, Doug kind of stresses that he wants to step away and give you guys a break from him. So, I mean, was it a little bit different out there? What was it like not having Coach Snyder out there for a varsity game during the winter?
It was like weird at first, but we got it together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I'm going to ask you, I know you want to ask about the dunks, because he is like, Talik and Tyrese are like single-handedly lifting all your Twitter followers, because you tweet out all these
when I can
awesome dunks.
It. My frustration is I'm following with my cell phone, I'm following, and then the minute I put the darn thing down, Talik will make a steal and take off from like seemingly like mid-court and lay it in, and I missed it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't get, he's so,
has been
these two guys are
too.
So fast, they're so fast. That, you know, you got to keep the camera on them at all times. You can't rest even when the ball's at the other end of the floor, because these guys can make a steal and just zoom down that court so quickly. I've certainly some of the top tweets that I've had in the past guys? 2 years have been delivered courtesy of Mr. Tyrese Martin and Mr. Talik Williams, and I want to thank these guys for boosting my followers during the basketball season.
But if you could slow it down so that Keith can get you. So, don't run as fast during the games.
But no, these guys, I mean this sincerely. I've been covering high school basketball for 35 years, and Talik Williams and Tyrese Martin have created an excitement that I can't really recall around here. Now, we've had good teams. Don't get me wrong. We've had Parkland has won four straight. We had Central Catholic with Muhammad Ali Abdurrahman a couple years ago. Had a phenomenal season. Did not lose until the state quarterfinals to Newman Garetti. But in terms of excitement, energizing a city, energizing a school district, energizing a basketball community, these guys over here, and these two in particular, have just really got everybody pumped up about what's to come, over these next 2 months. It's really exciting.
All right, so where did you learn your ability to dunk so well? Did that come from your assistant coaches here, or you know, who kind of taught you? Because I mean, at Sports Fest, the Talik, you put on a show. Yeah. Tyrese, you have some great dunks. You know, where did you kind of develop that style to throw it down?
I really love Vince Carter. He just jams it hard. And I just watch Vince Carter sometimes, and I try to do what he does.
Tyrese, is there someone you kind of modeled your style of play after growing up, either NBA or college?
Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant, that's a good one.
That's about it.
How do the coaches feel about all these dunks? I mean, there's some old school coaches that, you know, they would really not like dunks, but you can't help it with these guys.
I teach fifth grade, and, you know, one of the rewards I have my kids, you know, earn is to watch some of the highlights from the games. So if they earn it for the week, I show the highlights, and they just go nuts. I mean, it's just such an excitement going on in Allentown right now, and it's great to see a city coming around and backing these guys because they really deserve it. You know, the excitement. You can go anywhere around Allentown and say Tyrese Martin or Talik Williams, and they know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah. Coach Peters, I've always been a believer, like, you know, until they saw these two guys in particular, that, you know, a dunk's worth 2 points, and that's it. But big deal if you hit a 15-foot jumper or you slam. But I've changed my opinion because I've seen these guys excite an entire building and energize the students. I think you're getting more students out at the games than you've had in recent years. Yeah. And I think their value and the dunk, as long as they make it, they got to make it.
Yeah.
Because if you miss it, it's just a miss. Yeah. But as long as it goes through that cylinder, a Talik Williams dunk is not just worth 2 points. It can often lead you on a run.
It's a huge momentum boost. And I mean, even, you know, the crowd goes nuts, but on the bench, sometimes us as coaches, we catch ourselves, you know, jumping back just because some of the things that they do, we've never seen before a high school athlete do. So it's just something to watch that, you know, is really special.
Yeah. In fact, we got an email already from Pam. I'd like to ask the guys, what was their favorite dunk? Do you have an all-time favorite one? I know the one at Sports Fest got probably the most tweets from you. Got a lot of excitement over the summer. Mm. But do you have a favorite play or you know, a single individual highlight that sticks out in your mind?
Not really. I just like come down. If I want a fast break, I like to just see how far I could jump from or how far I could pull the ball back to dunk it.
Mm-hmm. Talik, do you ever plan out a special dunk besides Sports Fest?
Well, my teammates, they love when I windmill for some reason. I don't know why. So, like, if it's open or somebody's there, I'm going to try to windmill on them.
Mm-hmm. At last year's Sports Fest, Talik and Tyrese were gone most of the weekend, but they came back, and Talik.
Well, that was the buzz. I mean, all weekend long, it was like Talik Williams was and Tyrese were not here, and we wanted to see these guys.
The crowd on Sunday. And I got to admit, I mean, Kako Reese put on a pretty good show, too. But you won it. You defended your slam dunk title. Was you wanted to come back just for that, Talik, right? I mean, you wanted to be there the whole weekend if you could.
Yeah.
But the AAU schedule is very tough right now in the summertime. But you wanted to come back and put on a show for the Allentown people.
Yeah. Because that's what they like. They need a show, so I've got to give them what they want.
Well, that kind of goes back to that excitement that you talked about. Because Saturday, people were like, you know, they're person X, person Y wasn't here. But then on Sunday, it was, hey, I heard a rumor that Tyrese is going to be here. Oh, David Kako Reese might be here too. And, you know, who else might show up too? So that kind of feeds in the excitement. And it spilled over not just from Allentown, I think, but all over the Lehigh Valley. Now, the flip side of that is you guys now have the target. Because you were the preseason favorite, you're undefeated right now. How do you view that as being, you know, Parkland last year was the favorite going in, but now this year you guys have the target. So everyone's looking to beat you. If they beat you during the regular season, that kind of makes their regular season. So how do you approach being the targeted team this year?
I say that, like, it will be like, I don't know, I would use it as like make us go harder. Knowing every team, no matter if it's the worst team in the conference, they're going to still come out and play them their best, play us their best. And even if they beat us and they don't make districts, like this, they'll still make their season.
Sure.
Even at the end of the season, as long as they beat us. Mm-hmm. So,
Talik, has that motivated you at all? Did that kind of creep into your mind at all?
Yeah, because it's like we're at the top of the mountain and they're just trying to take us down and we're just not coming down.
I covered them twice in consecutive weeks and they were dynamite against Emmaus. Dynamite against Emmaus, and everybody was looking forward to that. And that was one of the best crowds we've ever had during Christmas week, and the packed house, and just a great atmosphere. And but I was even perhaps more impressed, believe it or not, Coach, and you can speak to this. The resiliency they showed, it was not a clean performance. It was a tough performance against Bethlehem Catholic. Bethlehem Catholic came out. I know Ray Barbosa, an Allen grad, he wanted that game. He told me in November he wanted that game. Yeah. That was the one circled on his calendar, and he's got the second one circled on his calendar when he comes back to Seward's gym. Mm-hmm. And Beckett played tough, and they had a great run, and they were up, I think, 5 going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
But the poise, it's great when everything's going your way and when it's smooth sailing like it was in the Emmaus game. But really impressed me was you guys fought through some adversity, and it was J.J. Winslow over there that went to the hoop, got that layup, and then you guys, besides J.J. doing a job offensively, he did a good job defensively, and Beckett did not get the shot they wanted to at the end of that game. I was just as – Emmaus was a great performance. But fighting through adversity, that's what you're going to have to do. If you're going to win championships, if you're going to win the league, you're going to win districts, you're going to make a run at states, you're going to have to fight through some tough opponents and tough situations, and you certainly did that night.
We did. I mean, it's the league is so tough this year, and you know, and use the perfect word because we've used it in the locker room many times, poise. You know, we show poise in those tough situations. We've seen triangle and twos. We've seen box and ones. We've had teams hold the ball on us, and you know, everything that we've had thrown at us, you know, our guys just kind of react to properly, and we, you know, take care of business with that. The thing is, our guys, you know, we're 11, 12 deep. You have to understand that our practices are very competitive. Mm-hmm. We go at each other. You know, we just had a great practice before coming here, and you know, our guys just attack each other and go after each other, and it makes everyone better. You know, these guys that are sitting here just have, you know, so much to do with what these two up here have done. So it's going to pay off later in the season, you know, and these guys know that too.
How do you approach keeping everyone focused? Because, I mean, that's a tough thing. You guys have been going around through camps, through the summer leagues, through the fall leagues. And I've talked to some college coaches sometimes that they say, you know, high school kids are playing a lot of basketball or whatever sport it is. They're playing it 11, 12 months a year. Sometimes they just get zoned out because it's just playing basketball, basketball, basketball. How do you keep your focus and how do you say, all right, you know, on any given night, a team could step up and beat you? And, you know, Becca gave you a scare the other night, too. So how do you approach trying to stay focused each time out there?
You want? I mean, yeah, it's unbelievable how, you know, how early kids start basketball these days. I mean, I have an 8-year-old daughter who's been playing basketball for 2 years right now, and I have 10-month-old twins that I think are starting next week. So these guys right here, they have no days off. You know, it's 365 all year because, you know, they've went through the AAU circuit as soon as the season ends. So, you know, they can tell you a little bit about that because they went through a special time this summer with AAU.
I know another challenge you have is you have a very talented team, these two guys in particular, but the whole bunch of guys over there. Sometimes, look, there's only 5 that can play at one time. Yeah. This is not football where you can put 11 out there on offense and 11 on defense. It's 5 out there one time. Divvying up the minutes, keeping everybody happy, is that a challenge for this crew sometimes? Because you have guys in that 8, 9, 10 spot that could conceivably start for a lot of people in this league.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, our guys, you know, our guys buy into it. Our guys really buy into it. As soon as they hit the court for their minutes, you know, they're going all out because we know that the next man up is the mentality. You know, as soon as, you know, the next person comes in, they're just stepping right into their position. And that's how we've, you know, kind of worn teams out later on in the game. So, you know, our depth is definitely a strength of ours.
Also want to ask you about your background because you come from Pocono Mountain and played for Brad Pencil. And I do believe that the Panthers are pretty darn good. And they're going to be maybe one of those teams. We focused around here, of course, on Emmaus and Whitehall, and they're doing well. Parkland's still dangerous, even though they're 5-5. But Pocono Mountain West and Brad Pencil, they got 3 really super kids in Lance Singh, Isaiah Wiggins, and who's the other guy I'm missing?
Jalen
Vaughns, who's the leading scorer right now in the top 25. And Elmore's good,
Elmore's
too.
Kid, yeah.
And they would be even stronger had not Simon suffered another injury.
Yeah.
when you look at all the challenges out there, is there a team that I'm sure you're going to feel like confident against everybody and anybody? And you've had some great games with West over the years too,
yeah.
by the way.
Yeah.
But are they out there like, man, we got to keep an eye on him too, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Pencil is just, you know, I've learned so much from him and just playing under him as well. I know how he has those guys prepared year in and year out. That's a really good team. These guys know those guys. We scrimmaged each other before the season started.
Yeah, up at El Tri-C, right?
Yeah, up at El Tri-C. But, you know, those guys, they can play. I can't really say that there isn't any team that we're, you know, overlooking or confident about, because every team is going to give us their best shot. Every team is going to come out, and it's going to be a hard fight. It's just going to be a hard fight. I can't really say that there's a team out there that, you know, we have to super confident about or overlook. Yeah, I mean, it's not. We have Parkland's good in our league, and Whitehall and Emmaus and Liberty from last night. I mean, Becca, we can go on and on because the teams come out and play, and, you know, you just can't overlook anyone.
And, of course, you got Central Catholic coming into your building tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, so
that,
yeah.
Which is always a great rivalry, and yeah. It's a shame that you don't play every year. You had to put them in your Christmas tournament to play them last year. I think that's one of those matchups that should always occur.
Yeah.
And fortunately, this year it is a league game, right?
It did. And the talk around, you know, the school district today was, you know, you guys are going for win number 13 on Friday the 13th. it's good that we have this little rivalry ignited again tomorrow.
Are there teams you like playing? Because obviously you know a lot of players. You've been around for a few years. You have relationships with people on other teams. But are there teams you really enjoy playing against, or individual matchups you like playing?
I like playing Deriff. Mm-hmm. I like playing against number 20 on Deriff, Fernando.
Yeah, that's usually a big crowd. I mean, usually the community comes. I don't know how it was this year, but I know a couple of years ago, the Allen Deriff game, there was a ceremony. They played on a Saturday afternoon. There was a nice crowd for that. Tyrese, how about you? Is there any individual matchup or teams you like playing up against?
I like playing against Liberty and Parkland. Mm-hmm. Those are like the top two teams I like playing against.
Yeah. I would think after what happened last year, you guys were like another, can't wait to play Parkland in the league. It was a fantastic championship game last year that I think really was the game of the year. And unfortunately, Allen drew Emmaus right after that game. Yep. It was a tough draw, and it was unfortunate. But that game, long after the season ended, that's the game that everybody was talking about, the game that they wanted to see again. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we're going to have to wait until whatever it is, January 24th or whatever it is, or, you know, somewhere down to February 6th, I guess, to see that matchup. Is that as a coaching staff, as a program, are you looking forward to that one, Coach Peters?
No, I mean, we look forward to every game that's coming up. It's not, you know, last year was last year. You know, Coach Stevens and his squad had a tremendous team. I mean, you know, they did great things for the last 4 years, and you know, he has his program still up and running. It's not, you know, just because they lost those guys doesn't mean, you know, that they had a huge drop-off. But talent-wise, obviously, but those guys still play hard, and, you know, Parkland is Parkland, and that's how it is. But these guys play up for anyone. These guys play up for anyone.
Our special in-studio guests are the Allen boys basketball team acting head coach. Dave Peters is here. Talik Williams, Tyrese Martin. They'll be back for our second segment, and then we'll bring in some of the other players here to talk with them about their careers and their thoughts on the season, and then the roundtable coming up a little bit later on tonight. But right now, your chance to win. Time for a trivia, and it is basketball-related. And Doug Snyder's not here, so he can't even give any hints here. So what current Lehigh Valley head basketball coach was recently referred to in an article in the Morning Call by Keith Groller as one of the greatest Allen basketball players of all time? What current Lehigh Valley head basketball coach was recently referred to from Doug Snyder as one of the greatest Allen basketball players of all time? No one currently on the roster. I'm sure Doug admires you two guys as well. We're referring to someone else, though. Again, callers get priority. If you're watching us on replay or on the podcast or video on demand, you can email the correct answer to us. And here's more information on how and what you can win.
You could win a $10 gift certificate to use to see the latest movies and the hottest music, sports, and pay-per-view events on RCN On Demand. You can only win one gift certificate every 4 months. But if you haven't won a prize in the last 30 days, you may be able to win another great prize. Call or email us right now. with your trivia response. Callers get priority, but if we don't get a caller with the correct answer during tonight's live sports talk show, we'll take all email responses and conduct a random drawing on our next live show to determine the winner. Watching the show on replay or VOD? Send us your guess now, and you just might win an RCN On Demand $10 certificate. Good luck with Sports Talk Trivia.
Welcome back to RCN Sports Talk. Our special in-studio guests are Dave Peters, acting head coach, and Doug Snyder under the weather tonight. Talik Williams, Tyrese Martin joining us for the first half of the program. And then the second half, we're going to bring in some more members of the Allen boys basketball team, plus some girls basketball features coming up later in the program. We have the polls to get to, too. It's our first show of 2017, so we have to get to our first poll of the year. But right now, let's go to the phone line. Some people online would like to take a shot at our trivia question. We'll go first to Nazareth and talk to Gary. Gary, welcome to RCN Sports Talk, presented by The Morning Call. Hello, Gary.
Hi, I'm Chris.
How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
How's your new year going so far?
Great.
Good.
Great. How was yours?
Pretty good, pretty good. Anxious to get back to the swing of high school sports here at RCN.
Me too.
Question again, according to Keith's column in a story a few weeks ago, what current Lehigh Valley head basketball coach was recently referred to by Allen head coach Doug Snyder as one of the greatest Allen basketball players of all time? Your guess?
That would be Bethlehem Catholic's current coach, Ray Barbosa.
Oh, you got it. Very good. He said, was that before or after you guys played?
After.
It was after.
After he was talking about the maturity that Ray's showing in his second year as the Golden Hawks head coach, and he's really doing a good job over there. And I think they're going to be a factor in 4A. You know, once the league ends.
Yeah. All right, Gary, thanks so much. Do you have anything else for our guests? Have a question?
No, thanks.
All right, we'll be in contact with you after the show about the prize.
Okay, thank you.
All right, believe the other callers all were for the trivia, correct? All right, so with that said, we will touch on the polls real quickly. We'll get Keith's thoughts on the small school poll, and then we'll ask these guys about their thoughts on the big school poll, because obviously they're very much in the mix here. So we'll look at the small school poll first, Bethlehem Catholic. No surprise, is our number one school among the smaller schools, which are 4A classifications and below. Saucon Valley and Salisbury are 2 and 3. Salisbury with a big loss last night to Southern Lehigh, so they've fallen into number 3. Lincoln Leadership moved up in the number 4th, first time they've ever been in our poll. Caddy just edged out Notre Dame for the number 5 spot. Notre Dame did beat Moravian Academy last night, those are the top 5, Becca, Saucon, Salisbury, Lincoln Leadership, and Caddy as of now. Keith, your thoughts on the smaller schools?
Well, the one I'm keeping my eye on, obviously there's no doubt about it. Of that group, Bethlehem Catholic right now, clearly I think is the number one team in that small school group. But watch out for Lincoln Leadership. They have a lot of talent on that team. Ramphus Rodriguez is scoring a lot of points. They're 9-3. I'm really curious to see if they can hang with Becca. They play the first of 3 games on Saturday at Friedman at Yasso Rothrock Christmas City Classic. You got Becca, Lincoln Leadership first. Blue Mountain, which is coming off a big win over Pottsville, they take on Liberty in the middle game. And then the big one that everybody's looking forward to is Freedom taking on undefeated Bangor.
Yeah.
And a good test for this, because the Slaters right now are clearly the best team in
Thanks
the Colonial
for putting
League.
That for your challenge, too. I love Brown Holland. I love Joe Stellato. You made me pick one of those two teams. It had to be.
You think I'm going to give you gimmies all the time?
Well, I have some tough ones, and I take the bad ones too, so we have some controversy.
Well,
so
who'd
I pick
you
other
pick,
ones.
By the way, who'd you pick? Give a preview for our paper tomorrow.
I went with Freedom. I did win. I went with Freedom. Because you picked Bangor, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so I picked Freedom. See, there's a controversy. So that's the only reason why I picked Freedom for the Bangor fans.
I don't
fans.
Want the Quarry crew upset with me. So that's
but
why
the
I
Bangor people
that.
Still have not forgotten that Tom Stout last year said they had no shot to get to the district championship
well,
game
they
last
did.
Year.
So, they did.
So Tom's in more hot water up there than I am. Before we continue, I believe Kaylee is on the line and wants to talk to members of the Allen basketball team. Kaylee, welcome to RCN Sports Talk, presented by The Morning Call.
Hi.
Hi, Kaylee. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I believe you have some compliments for the Canaries here. You want to say hi?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that Talik Williams and Tyrese Martin, that we look up to you guys. You're a big inspiration to us. Number one supporters.
Very nice.
Now, the guys over here have broad smiles on their faces. You're kind of a little more low-key. Do you know who this is?
No. I have no idea who that is.
No idea?
No idea.
Is anyone over here wants to, any voices you recognize here? No?
Yo, what's on y'all?
Very nice for her to say that.
Yeah, very nice, Kayla. May I ask how old you are? You said you looked up to these guys? Are you in high school or younger?
Yeah, Kaylee and Kiana.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks so much for giving us a call. That's very nice of you to say to these guys.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. All right. Well, you got fans all over the place here, see? Do you get tired of signing autographs and all this fame and, you know, on social media everywhere? I mean, you guys really have come up at a great time because social media is now over the place. I mean, you know, someone makes a dunk, you have to wait like 3 or 4 days. Hey, there was a dunk somewhere. Oh, I missed it. I didn't see it. Now you guys have a dunk. It's all over Twitter. It's all over Instagram. You know, you guys are kind of like celebrities now thanks to social media, like instant celebrities. Yeah. You enjoy that or does it wear on you a little bit sometimes?
Sometimes I just stay in the locker room until everybody leaves.
Really?
But if I'm feeling good, I just give everybody free hugs.
Yeah. Because Allen fans will stick around after games.
Yeah.
They'll come out and talk to you afterwards.
Sometimes just to heckle me, they'll stay around after games.
All right, let's look at the big school poll. No surprise, Allen continues to be our number one team. They're the number one state in the number one boys basketball team in the state of Pennsylvania. They're number one for us. Emmaus has moved into number two, Pocono Mountain West at number three. Bangor has moved up into the number four spot, and Whitehall, our number five team. Keith, I guess no surprise there.
It's been the same five for, you know, the first month of the season here. We're at the halfway point of the season. I have Bangor up to two only because they're undefeated, and I know they don't play the same schedule.
I'd like them to see higher, too, actually.
This the same schedule as Emmaus or Pocono Mountain West. But those five right now look like they are the cream of the crop. Parkland, Abeka, a bunch of teams are dangerous. They're worth watching. And we're going to see some surprise. Easton has shown it's capable of rising up on a given night and knocking off somebody. And Liberty, too. So, I mean, those three Bethlehem schools are always dangerous, too. But right now, you got to give it to the Canaries as the number one team. I have to admit, I don't know how you felt about it. How did you feel about it? I don't think the coaching staff was too happy when the poll came out that had you number one in 6A. And it's a nice thing for publicity and so forth, but it does put that bullseye squarely on your back, Coach.
It does, automatically. I mean, I really don't recall a team around here that, and I was
not in the highest classification. I think Central, a couple years ago in 3A, was highly ranked.
So, I mean, as a coaching staff, it's a special thing for us. You know, it's an honor for them to be number one. But it, along with that, it takes on a lot more responsibility, a lot more people are coming after you. But it's an honor for them to be ranked number one right now in the entire state. And, you know, I actually brought it up last night before the game. I put a dot right under the Pennsylvania that I drew, and I said, everyone's, you know, the highlight's on you right now. Yeah. So you either take it, run with it, or, you know, let it slip.
Before we switch you guys out here, I want to ask you about your college choices. You both took different paths. Talik, you've decided already on going to Central Connecticut State. Could you talk about the benefits of that and, you know, why you chose going up there? There's some familiar faces up there, I know.
Anthony Ross, the coach, he's a coach around here. Got the job up there, so he's a coach. So Coach Mike Witiski, like, show loyalty when he was recruiting me and stuff. And a good friend of mine, Tyler Cole, had committed there also, which is Anthony's little brother.
Mm-hmm. What was one of the things that drew you to that school? Because I know you had a lot of offers out there.
I don't know, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Danielle Marshall doesn't, I mean, you've got to mention the boss. I mean, Danielle was a great, great player, Reading High School, UConn, and then in the NBA.
He's had a few big dunks too.
Are you excited about playing for a guy of his magnitude?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, he played in the NBA, played for UConn, so like, it's basically playing for like someone, like a role model, like somebody you can get good feedback from.
But I think it's great too to have that local connection with. It's nice to have somebody who knows where you come from, and Anthony Ross, who was a Deerup star, one of the great players in Deerup history before he became a coach. He's there, and along with Tyler Cole, and now Tyler committing with you. I think it's going to be a good situation for you. It's going to be like a little taste of Allentown up there in New Britain, Connecticut, right?
Yeah, it'll be awesome.
Tyrese, I hear a lot of people that say the trend used to be that your junior year, you want to make a decision. You want to go there and kind of free your mind for the senior year. But a lot of coaches now are saying it's better to wait. Do you find that, you know, you're waiting out, you're getting a lot of offers and a lot of opportunities are out there for you. So are you finding that's better for you personally to kind of wait and see what's out there until after your senior year?
Yeah, I wanted to wait after, like, I found out because, like, most, like you said, most of the players will commit after their junior season.
Yeah.
But after the high school season last year and the way we lost, ended our season, like, I was kind of disappointed. So I felt like this year, like, I had something to prove.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to come back and win, and I wanted to wait out the whole season for my college decision, wait after to see what else comes in.
Yeah, that seems to be the trend. A lot of people really like doing that, waiting until after their senior playing days. Before I let you go, Tyrese, though, I have to ask you about Coach Peters as a teacher, because he was your fifth grade teacher, I believe. What kind of grade would you give him? Or any stories you have about Coach Peters as a teacher?
He's a good teacher and a coach. He coached me too in fifth grade and fourth grade. I remember, like, in the beginning of practice, like, he would just be shooting half-court shots when we're stretching. And then the whole gym will go crazy when he makes them and stuff. We were all little kids, so they used to go crazy when he makes half-court shots.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Coach Peters, I imagine he was a pretty good student for you.
He was. I mean, it's great actually teaching and coaching. You know, I had Tyrese, and I also coached Malik Gordon and taught him there. He was up in the stands there. But it's great coaching them and teaching them in fifth grade and then watching them now, you know, as seniors and juniors.
Yeah.
And coaching them. It's just a special honor as a coach and as a teacher, watching them grow up, watching them mature as young men. You know, I have the utmost respect for them and what they become.
Right. Well, Talik and Therese, it's been a lot of fun watching you so far. We're going to continue to watch you and wish you the best going forward here. Thanks so much for getting us, giving us an opportunity to get to know you coming in here tonight.
Thank you.
All right, Coach Peters, thanks
hey,
to you
thanks
as well.
A lot. Yeah, we appreciate it. Thank
you. All right,
you.
Just a minute. We're going to bring in some more members of the Allen boys basketball team. But right now, it's Keith's favorite part of the show. It's called Growler's Grumblings, where Keith gets to sound off and talk about everything and anything on his sports mind. Keith?
Well, I just want to salute. We have an Allentown themed show today. And, what you know, we're losing some great, great people. And at Deerup High School, one of the great men who really shaped a lot of lives, much like Coach Peters, Coach Atiyah, Coach Busselitz, and certainly Coach Doug Snyder doing with the basketball team, a guy who really touched a lot of lives. We lost him this past week. Of course, I'm talking about Mr. Swimming, Mr. Dennis McGinley, a great loss, touched a lot of lives, did a lot for the city, developed the city summer swimming league. He worked at the Jewish Community Center. He just gave his life to the sport of swimming. He was a PIAA director, District 11 director, really was a class man who just wanted to teach kids something that they could carry through their entire life. And there's a reason when we name things after people, like Allen plays on Seward's Gym on Don Moore Court, there's a reason. At Deerup, they play on Dick Schmidt Gym and Linda Cruttenden Court. And if you swim in that pool over there, it's the Dennis McGinley Natatorium. So great, great man. And that's a sad way to start our year with a major loss, but a great man whose impact will go on for many, many years.
All right, we haven't done a live sports talk show in the last few weeks, so it's catch-up time as our sports talk cameras were out and about featuring some of the top girls basketball teams in the Lehigh Valley over the last few weeks. We got some thoughts from those ladies and also some head coaches about playing in the holiday tournaments and about the first week of the 2017 calendar year.
Is a great way for everyone to still get some action while we have a break from school, and it's a great time for, you know, people to come out as well and support the team.
Thankful that Salisbury had us, invited us to play in the Christmas tournament. For the last 4 years, we played up in Pottsville, and it was kind of nice to be home where the family can see the kids play because it's local.
This week's games, it's a lot for us. It's very exciting to come out here and play and to be able to show that Allen is a good school and we can do what we have to do.
Our defense was okay. I mean, I'm pretty sure we could have played better, but besides that, we still played out as a team and stood together.
So far we've been playing pretty well. We had our real first big test last night with Becca. Unfortunately, we didn't win, but we bounced back today. So our season's been going pretty well. Now we're 3-4-1 after today. And we look forward to our big competition coming up.
I thought we bounced back real well You're always worried after a hard-fought game, and you know we lost. But I thought the girls came out and really executed early. And, we got a big lead early, and that really helped us.
Well, obviously today we had a really good win. Coming back from Becca, as Shelby said, obviously, like, we had a lot of good players come off the bench and contribute. So I think it was just a team effort, and we played really well.
Well, I'm so proud of our girls. We're doing so amazing. And our defense is what's getting us so far, making that extra pass. Our chemistry is just getting closer. We're just getting closer and closer, and it's great.
Our team chemistry is really great. We're coming together really well, too. And I think that with our team chemistry, I think we can beat a lot of teams like that.
Oh, you know, it was a great learning experience for us. Anytime you can get out there and play some really good competition, and that was one of the focal points in creating the schedule, really playing some really good competition to kind of find out a lot about yourself early, so that way you can make the adjustments, the preparations to know what to expect later on. I mean, we came up on the short end out there against Cardinal Harrow, but we got to see a lot of different things and different things that will really help us moving forward. So anytime we can schedule some tough opponents, that's what we want to do here as this part of this program.
We just learn from our mistakes. You know, we're the kind of team that'll, you know, look at that not as like to bump us down, but we'll look at that to take energy off of that and learn from our mistakes, and it's just what's going to make us better.
Our goals is to make it to states, leagues, and take it all the way home, bring home the trophy for Allen.
Our team season so far is pretty good. I feel like we've had a lot of close games, which could have been wins for us, which we lost. So hopefully we can overcome that by the end of the season.
Our personal and team goals would be to always put forth hard work on the court and to just be have great teamwork and to never give up no matter what the score.
We have a bunch of good teams looking forward to play, so we'll just keep pushing forward and getting better.
Welcome back to RCN Sports Talk. They're talking with the Allen boys basketball team, one of two undefeated teams in the Lehigh Valley, a fantastic group of kids. Randy Atiyah is now joining us this segment, along with J.J. Winslow and Carlos Gutierrez. Keith loves you, J.J. He's like, oh, he's a quote machine. I want to get him over here. I want to get some great stories from him. So, guys, thanks for coming over here. And just we'll run down the list and get your thoughts on the season and what's it been like having all the success and keeping your focus and still going out and playing well each and every night. Coach Atiyah, we'll start with you.
Yeah, no, I think Coach Peters and Talik and Tyrese touched on it earlier. It's just that we, every night, we're going to get everybody's best shot. Everybody's looking, you know, to take us down and you know, give us their best every night. So it's definitely been a challenge for us to just get our guys, you know, up for every game and be ready to play.
Guys, what do you think so far?
About the team?
Yeah.
No, I feel like we're doing pretty good and stuff. I don't know. Like, a lot of people, like, every team that we played against so far, like, they gave us their best shot. Like, we blew teams out. It being close games. But I feel like every team, like, they just came out hard. We had a little frustration between games and stuff like that, but we still pulled out the win.
Carlos, you gonna feel the same way? What's it like too? Because like over the summer, Tyrese and Talik weren't around. You guys still play very well. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's it like when you have that time? They're not around, and then you know they come back, and you know you have to adjust things, and you know still have success.
Yeah, like when they're not around, it's about everybody else stepping up and playing their place. And then when they're not around, everybody feels comfortable because everybody stepped up. Mm-hmm. So when they do come back around, all of us play strong together.
JJ. I got to go back to you and that Becca game. That was a tough night, tough test for you guys. You were down. You guys didn't play particularly well in the third quarter that night. I think you guys had more turnovers than points, but you pulled it together. And was that the highlight moment for you to take it to the hole, get that game-winning layup, and then play, then come back and not celebrate too early? You came back and played pretty good defense because you know they wanted Paz to take that shot. He couldn't get it off. You switched off, did a nice job. And they wound up with Melson taking a shot. It didn't go in. Is that the high point of your season so far?
Yeah, so far it is. It's plenty more to go and stuff. But, like, I felt like during the game, like, our best scorers, Talik and Tyrese, I gave them the ball. I felt like they was, like, tired and stuff. Like, it was fourth quarter. Like, they get tired because they're in the game a lot. So I feel like it was just that my moment just to take it to the basket. The time was winding down. It was, like, 13 seconds left on the clock. It felt like it was going faster than what it was. So I felt like it was really no time on the clock. So I just went to the basket and just did the best I could do.
There's going to be moments when Carlos, you, and then a bunch of other guys over there are going to have to step up and hit a big shot, whether it's in the third quarter to snap a run that the other team's on, or whether it's at the end of the game like you did there. You like that challenge. When the ball comes to you, when the game's on the line, obviously Tyrese and Talik are going to get a lot of attention. You're capable of hitting that big shot, right?
Yes. Being a part of Allen basketball team, we get a lot of challenges. Because it's sometimes like Tyrese or Talik is not on, they're having a bad game, but just having a bad half or something like that. And then that just give other players like me, Carlos, Dial, a couple other players and stuff like that to step up.
We have the schedule we're going to put up on the screen. I know you don't want to look too far ahead. You have a big game against Central, but there's a couple games I wanted to ask you about. Obviously, Keith talked about the big Parkland game. You'd like to play them again. That's coming up on February 6th. You also have Albany Academy for Boys. It's part of a hoop group game, and we're going to be talking more about that on next week's show. But Coach Atiyah, maybe you could talk about that game. And guys, you can talk about your upcoming schedules, and you get to see Deerif again. So what are you looking for out of your players for the second half of the year? And then we'll ask the players, what do you expect over the next couple weeks of the season?
Sure. I know Coach Snyder, you know, always likes to play the best. So when the opportunity came to play in the hoop group, challenge. He right away had asked, you know, for us to get the best team or one of the best teams that we're going to be playing there. So, I mean, that's one of the things that he always does. In fact, these guys play literally all year long. They play in Philly in the fall. They play, I mean, all summer long. Coaches always finding a place to take them to play. So, we definitely look forward to going over to Parkland High School that afternoon on a Sunday and playing them. So that should be fun.
Randy, he's not here obviously tonight. We miss him. Coach Snyder's a great man. Talk a little bit about what his impact has been on your life, on the impact he's had on all these kids' lives, and the impact he's had on Allen High School. I mean, I truly believe that he is one of the, not only the best coaches, but he's one of the best people in all of Lehigh Valley sports. With the job he does, the commitment he shows to the kids,
right.
He goes above and beyond what his pay scale would normally carry. And though he loves teaching.
Sure.
I know he loves teaching as much as in the classroom as on the basketball. Talk about Doug Snyder for a minute or two.
Yeah, it's really tough to explain what Coach Snyder does here in just a minute or two. But a lot of the things that people don't see, the behind the scenes, you know, just the fact that Coach Snyder is going to, after practice, go downstairs to the laundry room that we have. You know, he's washing practice gear for these guys and getting it ready to go for them. He's giving guys a ride home after practice. Just so much that he does for them. I'll speak for Coach Peters and Coach Busselitz. I mean, we are definitely lucky and honored to be able to coach alongside of him. The amount of basketball that we learn, and not just basketball, but just, you know, being a people person, treating people the right way. Our athletes get to learn from the best when it comes to that. I mean, Coach Snyder's always has a life lesson to go along with a basketball lesson. He really, truly uses basketball to teach these guys about life. It's not just about hoops.
Yeah. Guys, what was it like having Doug Snyder as your head coach? And all these, because you do have a great coaching staff, too. And I think the kids at Allen really benefit from their teaching, both in the classroom, as Keith said, and on the basketball court.
Yeah, Coach Snyder, last year I had him as a history teacher. Like, just on school, like, I never learned so much about history until I touched his class.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a good motivator because, like, he teaches us lessons. He teaches us, like, mistakes we make in life and mistakes we make on the court. He teaches us how to overcome them. And stuff like that. He's just a good person all around. He's a good helper. Like, whenever I need help, like, that's one person I can go to all the time, whenever it is, like, whatever situation, I can go to Coach Snyder and talk to him.
Mm-hmm. Carlos, do you have a good story about Coach Snyder and the other outstanding coaches here at Allen?
Yeah, like, Snyder's just a great guy all around. He just motivates people, and especially the background that he has, it makes you want to listen to him because he really knows a lot of people. And according to the coaching staff, too, they're all great guys, all have connects. They're all nice guys to help out.
Randy, I want to ask you this question because you know, I'm an Allentonian. I went to Deerif High School. I grew up a Canary fan. My parents were in the last one high school, Allentown High. 1959, they're graduates of Allentown High School. I went to Deerif High School. And to the day, entered Deerif High School, I was a Canary fan. My mom would always dress me in blue and gold, okay?
That's not Canaries, by the way. What's that, rubber duckies you're wearing?
Well, it's
it counts.
Coach Snyder, get me a new tie, would you? But here, but so look, I know this the city. I know the city. I know the kids in this city. They get a bum rap. Unfortunately, we live in a world that seems to accentuate the negative. Negativity sells these days. Just look at the political scene and so on and so forth. You get a crime, you get an incident here, you get an incident there. It gets blown up, way out of proportion.
Right.
By and large, and you've been a couple different places. I believe you're a Whitehall grad. I know you taught at Emmaus. Tell me about what's going on, the real positive stuff that's going on. And I know there's a lot of it inside the building out there at on 17th Street.
I mean, like you said, Keith, I was a Whitehall student. I actually, right out of college, taught there for a little bit over at Emmaus for a year. And then I came back down. I can honestly say there's nowhere else that I'd want to be than Allen High School. I mean, I look at all these guys, and they honestly make it rewarding to go to work. And you come home and you feel like you've actually done something. You feel like you've helped guys. You feel like you've helped some of these young people become better people as a whole. So just in the sense that coming to work, it's rewarding. It's rewarding to work with these guys. Our kids have some challenges that are a little unique to some other school districts and some of the things that some student athletes might have to deal with in other districts as opposed to ours. I mean, these guys, they constantly battle through things all the time. There's always different challenges that come up in their lives. But like you said, people like Coach Snyder are able to really connect with these kids and you know, help them through some of the challenges that they deal with. And like you said, in the media sometimes, doesn't matter where it is. I mean, you could put on CNN, you're going to see bad news. Yeah. I mean, just it's wherever you go, unfortunately. But this is an opportunity right now for some of these guys who have the spotlight on them in this city. And they're doing wonderful things on and off the court. I mean, I just had an email today from a teacher at one of the elementary schools in Allentown. I believe it was Jefferson, who wants our basketball team to go out there and talk to their kids. And we did it last year as well. Coach Peters had the kids over at his school as well. So, again, these guys have the opportunity to show some positive for our city, and it's just a wonderful thing.
Yeah. And it's great to see that community involvement. We're seeing that in a lot of schools, but I see it. I know a lot of the times in the past, Doug Snyder will have the players out at the Y or talking to youth groups, and it's great to see. All right, we're late for a break. We'll come back a couple of last minutes with the Allen boys basketball team. We'll play roundtable, a mix of local national topics coming up on the other side of this timeout. Final segment of our show featuring the Allen boys basketball team. Our thanks to Coach Dave Peters, Talik Williams, and Tyrese Martin that were on the first half of the show. We're joined right now by Carlos Gutierrez, J.J. Winslow, and assistant coach Randy Atia. We'll jump into some roundtable and get some topics, local and national variety here. We'll start with Carlos here. What's the best thing about Allen sports? What's the best thing that jumps out at you about the Canaries program and that community?
The support we get from all the fans may not probably be the best thing. You could just go down the street, wear this jacket, and you have people screaming good luck or nice game. There's a love you get around the city.
Yeah, you don't see that in every community in the Lehigh Valley. JJ, how about you?
Like what you said, like the fans and stuff like that, like we have a lot of fans, like people that we don't even know, like see us and they stop us, like, you guys play for Allen, right? Like, they say they've been watching us and stuff. I like our teammates.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, we have someone else. You want to answer? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, to me, like, the best thing about our team is, like, our chemistry. Like,
that's good.
Off the court, like, everybody is 100% cool, like, and we always have fun, and everything is nothing but jokes. Even on the court sometimes, like, everything is just fun with the team. Like, nobody had a problem. Like, at first, like, people might have a little bit of problem, but, like, at the end of the day, we're a team, so we're going to stick together, and it's fun being on this team.
Yeah, that's an important part, too. And Coach Atia, you realize that, because sometimes you can have the best talent team on the court, and if they're not gelling, you're still going to have problems. Sure.
What I like about the Allen fans, by the way, is you're bringing people together. You're bringing people that graduated in the 40s and the 50s. They're coming back out to the games. Yeah. People that are living in different neighborhoods and I mean, coming from all kind of different backgrounds.
Sure.
And they're all coming together because they care about this basketball team. That's what I think is really great about it.
Yeah, that's another thing, like my teammate Ramel Johnson said, like, as a team, like, even when it's not fun, when it's serious, they make us, like, in practice, they make us, like, those are the people that make us go harder. When it's time, like, when we down, those are the people that pick us up. When we have family problems, when coaches is not there, those are, like, the people that those are, like, the only people we can really call on. that'll really be there for us.
Yeah, very good. Coach Atiyah, you have an answer for that
one? Yeah, I mean, I was just one of the things Keith was talking about, just the different type of people that come back to Allen. Mm-hmm. I always get a kick out of, you know, we have a section like the front row that comes to all the home games. I'm not sure. I think they're all from a certain graduating class. I'm not sure exactly which one it is. But I always get a kick at looking at them when one of these guys puts down a pretty crazy dunk. And these guys are in the front row, and they're probably used to watching some old school basketball, and they get a kick out of that. So that's always kind of fun.
Yeah. All right, we only have 30 seconds left. So a big individual highlight for either Carlos or JJ. Do you have an individual moment that really sticks out in your mind about your basketball career at Allen?
Well, yeah, I have one from last year against Pocono Mountain West in the playoffs before the championship against Parkland. I had torn my ACL, but that was like that was the biggest game I had so far on varsity, being on William Allen.
Well, that's great. Thanks so much, Coach Atiyah, for being here. Coach Peters,
yeah,
JJ, Carlos, and for bringing your entire team out. Continued success to you.
Friday night, Central Catholic Allen, right. A big one.
And
big
live crowd on RCN TV, by the way.
Yes.
We'll be back next week with another live edition of Sports Talk. Good night, everyone.